When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Yeah, like once you tell people what you don't like, what you do like, they will take every opportunity to remind you of what you don't like.
I'm like, damn, I'm just like, yo, we are human beings. Like, we are people.
They don't look at us like that. I forget that sometimes when I'm walking and people, you know, approach me or approach Kev or approach Tony, like they don't look at you like that and saying, like I said, sometimes people just want to, you know, feel like they're your equal, so that say something they think bring you down to that level.
It could be flirting too.
Yeah.
You think telling me that you think you are like being disrespectful and rude and telling me I got fat is flirting?
Well, yeah, because you gotta think about it. First, it's the internet. And then B, like, I'm sure you've heard dudes say some wild stuff either to you or to like a woman you know that was like that couldn't have possibly been game. Like, that couldn't have possibly worked. You know what I mean? I feel like some dudes are just kind of like clueless. So that could have just been something
just to get your attention.
And then they try to flip it up like, oh, I'm your biggest fan, blah, blah, blah. But you already like, yo, like people do that all the time. It's weird. Like, they'll diss you and then flip. And it's just like, they'll expect you to be cool or else you're the bad guy.
That's happened to me so much. It's happened to me so much that people that follow me, like people that really know me, they know when they say a comment sometimes, or somebody said an outlandish comment, but he was like, I'm just joking, please don't block me. I'm like, yeah, because you know my block game is strong. I don't play. Like, what is the purpose of you being disrespectful? And you think I'm going to be like, hey, man, I think you're cool. I think you're a cool person.
You got to switch up all of a sudden. It's just like, nope, you already did it.
two things real quick, Pat. If you can tilt your thing a little bit more, I think it'll help. Not you, Lulu. I'm talking about Pat. And then, Pat, if you, I don't know why, but with your AirPods on, it kind of sound like you're a robot. You kind of get that voice. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. For a hot second.
No glasses. I'm so used to wearing glasses now.
Right. I went to the Black Market Flea, probably bought like 6 new pair of glasses.
You went to somebody's page, and I was like, dang, you like it was dope. They had some good stuff.
Yeah, it's always dope. I'm gonna go to Black on a Block next month. No, I think I'll be out of town for it, so I have to go to the one in June. But that one they do every last Sunday of the month. And then Black Market Flea they have a schedule on their page. They usually post when they're gonna have theirs. But always dope, always good energy, man. It's so dope to see so many Black people just happy, laughing, in good spirits. Ain't no bullshit going on. We supporting each other. It's a dope-ass experience.
That's dope.
Dope-ass experience. So I'll be weeded.
More places for me to spend money.
Hey. Come on now. I saw the young Keisha get down on the stage last night. Keisha rocked it, you know what I'm saying?
Where were you at?
I was at Herman and Homies at the Virgil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good look.
Yeah, I was about to say it was a good show. It was a good crowd. It was packed.
That shit was packed.
Nice.
Laugh Factory was packed as fuck last night, boy. It was so many people and I had anxiety. I had to leave early.
I didn't see you. I didn't stay too long.
Man, I got in and out. It was just way too many people for me. Yeah. I was just like,
it's too many people. My anxiety be way too high. Yeah. I'm like, I need to be higher. I'm not high enough for this.
I was way too sober for it. And it was extra people there because, you know, all the Netflix stuff is going on. So
yeah,
it was extra people there. It was hella loud in the back. I was just like, They trying to do the podcast. Niggas is laughing, slapping fives, is having a good old time. It felt like a Black family reunion in that bitch. It was loud as fuck, boy. I was like, no, gotta go.
Can't do it.
I stayed for a little.
Are you guys doing any Netflix joints this week?
I'm doing one Friday at Improv.
I got two on Thursday.
You on Nika's show?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm still doing that. I think I was supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she she asked me to do it. I said yes. So hopefully.
I was about to say, you probably are, because this was like a couple of weeks ago. And then I just hit her to follow up because I hadn't heard nothing back. Like, she's like, yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah, because I hit her up to say, I was like, yo, how much time are we doing and what are we wearing? Because before she was like, we want all everybody wear the same. And I was like, oh, girl.
Oh, I didn't get that memo.
Yeah, but she's like, nah, you can wear whatever you, she's like, wear whatever you're comfortable with. I was like, good.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be cute, though. You know, I got a hair appointment.
I was like, I'm going to be cute. I'm going to get my hair did. And then, you know.
Yesterday, I had on some Nikes. I was like, oof.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, I'm at Laugh Factory. They're doing Women of Comedy. Netflix is a joke, Women of Comedy.
Okay.
That's dope.
So, come through.
I'm hosting for
Laugh Really Loud, you know.
On Thursday. Hosting for David on Thursday. Then I'm doing Crack 'em Up with CP. CP's hosting on Thursday.
Damn.
I probably can make that because Crack 'em Up beats to like 2 a.m.
We'll come through after the show. Let's go support.
Crack 'em Up started at 10:30 this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got shows gonna be early.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is Friday.
Oh yeah, so yeah, Thursday. Y'all come through on Thursday.
I'm gonna come to the Crack 'em Up because I gotta.
We gonna come support. I'm gonna laugh my ass off for y'all. You ain't gonna say that. You gonna put your foot on the stage.
I thought you was just in New York.
Yeah, I just got back yesterday.
Okay.
Cause that man be shooting and booking.
All the shows. He on all the channels.
I said, say some blessings for us, nigga.
Yeah,
you got a direct line of Jesus. Hey, give us a blessing.
Can you touch my hand through the so I can get some of that? Thank you, baby.
Hey, like chili cheese on the series.
Thank you.
Chili cheese on the series. Why this lady call me and say your real name, Keisha? And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know LaKeisha Edmonton. I call out to hear like, who the fuck is LaKeisha? He's like, Keisha E. I was like, God damn.
That's funny because you don't know people's real name. I was talking to BT about that. I was like, I have no fucking idea what BT. I don't even know if his real name started with a B.
What is BT's real name? Bernard?
Brandon Tucker. Brandon Tucker. Thurgood. Brendolyn Thurgood.
Brendolyn?
You have no idea.
Listen, I only know niggas' real names because I went over their house and I go through their mail. That's how I found out Clayton's.
What kind of raccoon?
His last name.
Yo, why are you going through people's mail?
Because I've been looking for niggas' names.
It's not Thomas?
Huh?
You talking about Clayton Thomas?
Yeah.
His last name
is
not Thomas?
Clayton?
It is. But he has another last name.
He got some frauds.
Patrick Cloud, don't you call nobody no fucking.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
I know that last name. Is you that got a logo like that's your last name.
That's a stage name, though. Like, y'all be changing y'all regular names to other regular names.
Is your first name actually Patrick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my first name ain't really Lulu, so.
I know your first name.
Lourdes.
Hey, Lourdes. Chill out. What you doing? Lourdes.
Everybody be like, we don't want people to know. Like, nigga, you gonna be on Wikipedia. Nigga,
right. You got an IMDb with my whole real name on it.
It do.
Yeah. It's funny though.
My IMDb don't got my first name on it, so.
See, but that's the thing. When I be acting, and then people be trying to call me Lulu, I be like, I'm an actor.
See, my dilemma is like my stage name is Keisha E, but then like CP said, boy, my credits is all under my real name, LaKeisha. So even with like Kev's show, they gave me like Keisha Edwards, and I'm like, that's gonna be a whole different IMDb. Like, put it all under one.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I gotta tell Kevin I'm gonna put me.
When I'm on set, people be like, LaKeisha.
Lourdes.
You know what's crazy? On Love Life, they put comedian CP, which threw me off. I'm like, dang, y'all ain't even asked me. Y'all just do my Twitter name on the HBO show. It's like, all right.
They put the whole handle.
Comedian CP. I'm like,
was it one word?
Yes. No, it might have been two words. Comedian CP.
So for the star show, you're gonna switch it up then.
I guess. I mean, you know, like them checks cash. I don't give a fuck what they call it.
Like, you talking with your mother.
Call me Stewart. My name is Stewart.
It's the finger Dewey point.
Dewey.
That's how you know you're making money. It's the long finger point when you make money. Cash.
That's all niggas really be caring. My mom be like, why you even tell me you had this commercial? You got this. I don't care about none of that shit as long as that check cash. That's all I care about. That motherfucking money go to the right place.
Well, any of y'all families ever? Any of y'all families ever look up y'all net worth?
My nephew's
scary shit. That's some scary shit right there.
My nephew did. Awesome. I was like, yo, don't believe that shit.
Calling on something.
Yeah, whose is that? If it's not Forbes, I feel like it's just some person estimating what they think you have. It's always weird. It's like,
there was so much wrong shit.
Billionaire. He's worth $2.2 billion. It's like, where?
Yeah.
they can hit it right on the nose with me. I'm still gonna say that shit wrong.
Look, I seen one that was close. I was like, oh shit, let me get the fuck out of here. Let me get the they know me. but yeah, no, that shit is my uncle hit me up like, shit, man, 10 million, huh? I'm like, oh, get off my fucking phone. I ain't working no goddamn 10 million, huh? I called your father. I'm like, dad. that ain't me, bro. That's a fitness trainer named Chris Powell. Play this hand. Oh, well, I'm gonna call you back. That nigga said, all I need is a Chrysler 300, and I'm straight. That's all I need is a Chrysler 300.
That's hilarious.
It's crazy. My family don't really call. Like, I've had the same number for over 20 years, and they still don't call. They switch up their phone like three different phone numbers a year, though. So I'm sure they just lost contacts. But I've had the same number for a while.
Don't be looking for nothing. I had a bunch of family members I never met that showed up at my show in Houston, which I thought was dope. But then one girl was like, she was really like, cuz, da, da, da. And I'm like, look, I ain't got no money. If that's what you think, look at this venue.
What did she say for you to say that?
Huh?
What she say that made you say that?
She said it in the middle of my set. She just kept like, yeah, because that's my cousin. And I was like, all right, how are we, break it down to me. How are we related to this? Because somebody posted it in the family reunion page. So like all the cities I'm at, I got family like everywhere. And I'm like, that's dope. But she was like, everybody, it was like six or seven of them. They was just chill. Like, hey, nice to meet you. We just want to come support. And she bought me a drink. She brought the drink up to the stage. I'm like, bitch, I'm at work right now. I'm telling jokes. She brought the drink up to the stage. She just kept like, yeah, because that's my cousin. I'm like, girl, we just met today.
You gotta go on the road.
Keisha, you ever feel like, because your name is Keisha, that anybody can think you their family? Like, you probably don't even know all of them. Like, Keisha? Yeah, of course I know Keisha. Every family got like four Keishas. You'd be like, yeah, I'm a Keisha.
That's funny.
Down in Texas, I'm pretty sure we cousins somehow. Your name.
But look, this is as good a spot as any for us to jump right into today's first topic. Want to stop and give a shout out to our special guests. We got Lulu Gonzalez on here. We got Keisha E. Then we got the original squad. We got Patrick Cloud, comedian CP, and I'm to hear more. We're going to jump right into the first topic right after this.
Fellas, it's time to dig yourself out of that winter hibernation because spring is here and it's time to get sprung with that Blue Chew. That's right, this episode of Squadcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help in the bedroom, especially when it comes to stepping up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra, but it's in chewable tablets and at the fraction of the cost. You can take them at any time. It doesn't matter if it's day or night. So you can plan ahead or be ready when that time arises. The process is simple. Just sign up at bluechew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you can receive your prescription in days. The best part about all of this is that it's done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. With Blue Chew, men are excited everywhere to see the postman. Because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. Can't even lie to y'all, man. Since I started using Blue Chew, my bedroom confidence is at an all-time high. So if you can benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SQUAD at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and more important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Would you rather only drink water for the rest of your life versus only eat unseasoned food?
Water.
H2O. Water.
I'm drinking water now.
But here go the thing, though. Juices are seasoned water. See, that's the thing. See, like, when you really think about Kool-Aid and all these artificial juices, they're really just seasoned water. And what is a nice seasonal water. Also, they didn't say what kind of water. Water from watermelons is water still. It's not juice. That's water.
That's juice.
But if you put a straw in the watermelon,
it's water.
But I feel like it ain't gonna come up right.
Water all day before
that. Yeah, blend it up first.
Hell no.
That's not water, because a straw and the orange juice is still orange juice, nigga. That's not orange water.
Technically, that's orange water, because they had the
water. No, it's not, nigga.
They had the water.
It's water in it.
If it's 100% natural, it's kind of watery, low key.
No,
kind of water.
Wait. But if you completely juice a fruit, they still call that juicing. Like, if you just squeeze
exactly,
all the stuff out of it,
they
call
that water.
They don't call it water.
If you put a straw in it. You ain't juicing.
But ready?
It's still in its juicing, natural habitat.
Juicing is the verb. You could juice a human, but that ain't juice.
Hell no.
It's not going to be water, though. Even though our bodies are mainly made up of water, it's still not going to be water.
Our bodies are 70% water. It's going to be a lot of water.
Water if you juice a human.
I tried so many times to just throw a straw in the orange because of the Tropicana commercials. That shit does not work, nigga.
First of all, that shit will make you cross-eyed trying to suck that shit.
Well, I mean, you would have to have like a rotten orange for that to work. And that's kind of nasty. It was all juice.
You could put like a drill inside an orange and like.
I was thinking that too. I was just like, how would you do that? How would you actually drink an orange and like get it and put a drill in there?
Yeah, put a drill in there.
I think it'd be easier to drink a watermelon. You still gotta mess it up.
Yeah, disrupt it though. You have to cut a square and then put the drill in there with a bit that's like shaped like this, so it turns like that.
Then it turns into.
You gotta literally put a glory hole on the side of a watermelon.
But watermelon juice is disgusting.
Watermelon juice is great.
It's cool. I've had really bad watermelon.
I like watermelon.
It smells weird sometimes. It smells like tap water. You ever had a tap watermelon?
What kind of fruit y'all? Where y'all get y'all fruit from? Trader Joe's?
Sparkling watermelon.
Food for less? That's some food for less watermelon.
The side of the road who had them big ass bags of strawberries. I was thinking they know what they talk about, but them strawberries be meat on the inside.
Nah, them be the best strawberries. Strawberries are low key nasty. I don't fuck with strawberries.
What? I like strawberries.
Strawberry flavoring is way better than actual strawberries.
Actual strawberries don't really be sweet.
If fruit had a gang, I'd be a strawberry blood.
You get them the time of the year you get them.
This is strawberry raspberry blood.
Nah, see, strawberries need features. They need to be compared.
Could be solo. What you talking about? I just want to jazz it up.
Strawberries
dropped
a bunch of solo albums. Strawberry dropped a platinum strawberry ice cream. There's the platinum strawberry gold whip. There's all kind of platinum strawberry candy, strawberry milk.
That's all flavoring. That's not strawberry.
You can put strawberries in salad. Come on, man. You can put no other fruit in salad and really enjoy it.
Strawberries and salad is good.
Bottom tier. Strawberries
and chocolate. Strawberries and chocolate. If you like a sexy duet.
Features. Strawberries and features.
So what's your favorite? What's yours? Banana?
My favorite, like just straight up best tasting fruit? I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you shitting on strawberry.
Only people who don't know what kind of fruit they like is crackheads. Crackheads be like, ooh, I ain't had a piece of fruit in years.
I think lemon is the best fruit.
Hey, Lulu, you stupid.
Oh, boy.
Why limit, Pat? Hey,
let me think.
The most versatile.
What are you, like cantaloupe?
You can just sit.
He said lemon. He said lemon was the best fruit.
Bro, what about oranges, man? A good-ass orange is really undefeated.
Yeah, that's cool. Orange is up there.
What about a Fiji apple, my nigga? Like
pineapple. Pineapple.
Pineapple.
And that's why I'm going
to pineapple's up there.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the only thing about pineapple. If you eat too much, you, like, tear your tongue up. Your tongue gets all weird and shit. Like, because it's that's so acidic.
That's true, but pineapple person. Pineapple got one of the coldest solo albums ever. Fresh Out the Fridge. Yeah, have y'all heard that one? Fresh Out the Fridge by Pineapple. Man, shit.
Pineapples be sweet too. You get the right. I know it was like almost 200. I think it's over 200 species of pineapples.
For real?
Yes.
It is. I only had one.
There's another pineapple that's like a different color that everybody. Yeah, that joint be. I want to try that one.
It's a purple pineapple?
Mm. Yeah, they said that one is really sweet.
Bro, y'all got it. God is dropping new shit all the time. Like, we just supposed to be like, oh, like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
How did we not learn about these things when we first learned about fruits? Like, there's a blue banana that supposedly tastes like a vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, I heard about that. Weird. No, weird. It is.
Here's Ali. Tahir been dying for fruit that tastes like ice cream and snacks and shit.
He said he died.
This is why they wrote your ass in the comments. And I lied, guys. It's not over 200 types. It's 37 types of pineapples. But still,
that's a big ass difference to hear. Like, I'm like, yo, they need to open a store about this. Yeah. You know, to hear, like, it's 15,000 pineapple species. Like, nigga.
And one of them tastes like chicken.
All Tahir heard was that there were a lot of pineapples.
Yeah, automatically 200.
I forgot, man. That was a while since I've been on the Dole plantation.
Tahir counts in freckles. It's at least 17,000 pineapples.
They tell you,
yeah, all the slave master on the Dole plantation.
The Dole plantation in Hawaii. There's literally a Dole plantation in Hawaii.
Oh, we gotta go.
About can a place we get a I'll be trip? Working and singing. I'll be a good nigga on the Dole plantation.
They got a lot of pineapple sorbet, pineapple candy
at the Dole plantation,
pineapple jellies, all that shit's so fire.
It was closing up.
They got pineapple pizza.
I didn't see that, but I wouldn't
try that. They got any rides?
You got rides?
I didn't see the rides.
You want to ride in the twisted pineapple? You said the pineapple going around fast, getting dizzy and shit.
To the plantation. Seeds going that everywhere. I'm singing all kind of Negro spirituals. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Spin it there to get my mind going. Pass it up and go tonight. 100 miles on the dash. How you doing, sir? 100 miles on
like, you think a future as an old Negro spiritual?
Hey, run that back.
That new Future album slap though. I fuck with that new Future album, bro.
Oh my god, what? That Wait for You?
Yeah.
Wait for You was my shit. And Voodoo, the one with Kanye,
the opening track he go off on. He go off on the opening.
Is he talking about Lori Harvey at all?
No, but Drake talk about Rihanna. Woo!
What?
Oh, is that what we talking about on the track?
That nigga said, why you introduce us if you know that you was with him? Made me shake his hand. Y'all been fucking for a minute. He was gone. I was like, I don't know if it's Drake or not. I don't know if it's Rihanna or not, but.
Yeah, I was about to say, that could be anybody.
I'm a special. God damn it. I'm a.
But was he really fucking with Rihanna?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
He was in love.
Remember that time when he didn't drop an album for a long time? Yeah, it's probably around there. She was rubbing off on him. Rihanna dropped an album every 30 years. Like, here's another track.
That's funny. And then rappers who are with him, like, I feel like she's the best vacationer ever because they just stop whatever they do. ASAP hasn't dropped an album.
Erykah Badu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Erykah Badu made Andre stop making albums. She almost fucked up Common. And then Jay Electronica just was like, nigga, I'm going to do poetry now.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Erykah Badu singing like that.
Mama stop rapping and try to act. That's what she did. I blame Erykah Badu.
move. She need to make niggas sign a waiver for that pussy. Like, hey, keep doing what you was doing. I don't want to hear shit. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to hear what I was.
Do what you was doing. Do what you was all right now.
I feel like they all float out of the room afterwards, just like
everybody that she's talked to publicly that we know about, all the niggas are a little different. Thundercat?
Not DOC.
Huh?
Not the DOC.
That nigga got out of there fast.
Yeah, he did.
Can you put on a seminar? Like, hey,
man, we'd be cool, grab some tea or some shit.
He probably can't tip it.
His music is very Erykah Badu-ish if she played instruments.
Instruments?
Thundercat plays the guitar.
That's my favorite instrument.
Oh, gosh.
This nigga's here, man. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, Lulu, kiss my ass.
You from somewhere, but we don't know where it's at. Like, some island, like, you hop in a taxi cab. Y'all play instrument? Come on, man. Let's go. We out of here, man. Got an instrument?
He said that like he run a pawn shop. Like, I got all the instruments.
Pat always dripping with his hair down. Like, he always, like, he just did a spiritual cleaning.
That's what it is. I've never seen Pat with his hair down. I was like, why does he look different?
That nigga had a long night and his back really blown out.
Jesus vibe. His back blown out.
You were swinging your hair like that. You was getting your back blown out too.
The rock is going forward like.
Oh my.
I said this nigga owns a pawn shop. He said I got my back blown out. That shit ain't even dog.
Right. That's why you're not on roast me, Tahir. Because Tahir don't play fair. Oh,
God. All right, listen. I try to go for the gusto so niggas will leave me alone. I just go for blood immediately. Man. All right, nigga. Like, leave me alone.
They probably was like, I'm not gonna
Pat, when you have your hair like that, Pat, you look like the what's the dude I used to date he was in a Janet Jackson video and he was dating Freddie in Different World.
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know his name. No, he's
don't nobody know these old ass references you're talking about, Lulu.
I was just watching A Different World because it's on Amazon Prime, and he was a light. He was Dick Freddy, the light skinned dude.
Recently. He was watching that shit black and white. He was watching that on a black and white Big Mac TV.
Lulu got a 65 inch black and white TV.
The Big Mac.
It's a plasma. It's just black and white.
Lulu got her TV on one of them substitute teacher carts. So I push it in the living room and we can just have a good ass time. We ain't gonna worry about nothing. Right
go with the straps.
Look, can't nobody steal it.
Lulu's house. It started raining. She rolled the TV in. Like, looks like we gotta stay in, kids.
Girl, I push my TV to the bathroom door and I don't miss nothing.
Oh, I can't fuck with y'all today.
And what the crackhead say, Lulu? I ain't had a fruit and shit. How about the fruit for? I said it won't $5. I don't want a goddamn fruit.
Oh, God. Y'all are crazy.
Pick a fruit. Shit, a kumquat. Oh man, dog.
A weird name, dog.
You said a kumquat. Oh man, I'm done. I'm gonna vote on water. So
yeah, I was gonna say kumquat was your name before
them. Yeah, water.
Water.
Keisha?
Water
as well. Is water unanimous on that one, man? We're gonna jump right into this next topic right after this.
Inner peace is great and all, but you know what's better? Making it to level 1000 in Best Fiends. That's what true satisfaction feels like. I love Best Fiends, and right now I'm on level 1220. I love the fact that I can just cut the outside world out and just play this game and focus, man. I love every piece of it. Some of my friends play it, some of my family plays it. And right now, my favorite character is Tantrum. Love this dude. What's dope about Best Fiends is once you download it, it doesn't matter if you have a bad internet connection, it doesn't matter if you don't have Wi-Fi, you can still play the game and enjoy it. you can collect tons of fiends that get power-ups as you play more levels. Every win brings new challenges, thousands of puzzles to play, and new in-game events are added all the time. I just jumped into a couple of events myself. With thousands of levels, there's always more to play. So go ahead and let enough is never enough be your mantra. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth in-game rewards when you reach level 5. Remember, that's Best Friends without the R, y'all. Best Fiends.
Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather get abducted by aliens versus abducted by cannibals?
Aliens.
Cannibals, they, you know what it is.
You know what it is, nigga. They got ketchup and mustard on their belt like a gun.
I mean, be cool, but, we don't know. Like, they don't they glow in the dark or some shit? So they're like, their love.
Cool.
They could be cool.
Ooh, aliens?
Yeah. We don't know that aliens are not.
But there's a chance.
You know you for dinner.
Here go the thing, though. If some regular cannibals, you could probably scrap them. You could probably fight them because...
Yeah.
Because number one, they don't have the best diet if they're eating people. Mm-hmm. You know what people eat, Doritos.
Well, you know they strong as hell because they have to fight and kill all their meals.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this might be their last fight. This might be they only had one fight left in them, and I'm gonna fuck them up.
Yeah. Okay, well now what if you got knocked out, right? And then you wake up and you tied like to a stick, like, and now you hanging. How you gonna get out?
They got that's you hog tied, like they for the
yeah, like you know, you just hanging on the stick tied. Like,
oh yeah,
you gonna, what you gonna do?
Alien, because if it's aliens, dude, you can start lying immediately. I am Denzel Washington. They be like, what the fuck are you? But yeah, I am Denzel. Y'all got.
Why
the
did you do Denzel like an alien?
Say what?
Robot.
Cause you gotta confuse him. Like you gotta confuse him. I am not even a real humanoid. They gonna be like, who the fuck abducted him? I said you're a humanoid. I am a robot, nigga.
They have technology that allows them to switch course on a drop of a dime. You don't think they can tell that you're a real fucking human?
Yeah,
not a robot, nigga?
And they could just pull up Denzel on YouTube and be like, this ain't him.
This nigga act like they ain't got no eyes. They're like, nigga, you're a fucking human. You got this flashy ass skin.
But what if they got Netflix? What if they had Netflix? Like the Simpsons aliens, and they can see everything that's happening on Earth, and they'd be like, you is not
Hey, I'm also a liar. That's why y'all can't be.
They'd be like, so this not you? This not you?
Hey, hold it up real quick. This how I'm gonna be. Oh, wait.
Oh, no, don't widen your eyes.
Oh, Denzel.
Oh.
No, they're going to be like, no, we got Tracy Ellis Ross, I think. Tracy Ellis Ross without her wig on.
Shit.
Man. Well.
ACP, just tell Pat look like he getting his back blown out. That's just go there.
With the dreads swinging, the nigga tie, all he has. Pat was for a breakfast sandwich. Pat got an attitude. He like, damn, just put in work on you. Pat like, I've had bigger, I've had better, and I faked it every time. Nigga, how the fuck you fake a nut? Don't worry about how the fuck I faked it. Don't even worry about it. And then he mad, and then he leave, and Pat like, Quantrell!
Quantrell!
This nigga had to pull out everything.
Pat, don't accept this.
He leave for real? And then Pat go outside, and Quantrell to pull it off in his Dodge Neon, and then...
Okay, you gotta be an awesome of this joke.
CP, you gotta be an awesome.
You so talking about the clip? Yeah. This nigga on the
this nigga, three chapters. Hey, like, all right, man.
He did a whole trap in the closet.
Hey, and Pat go upstairs and turn his Bluetooth phone and hop in the shower. Real ass bitch, give a fuck about it, nigga.
Look. with this martini, though. He got to hop in the shower with the martini, you know?
Oh, my gosh. He got a whole charcuterie board with the water just hitting the charcuterie board. He's eating wet cheese and peanuts. He's like, yeah. Pat feels nothing. Pat, like, I'm numb on the inside. I don't love these niggas.
Hey, was that a hot button for you, my nigga? The last nigga that called Tracee Ellis Ross made him want to kill himself. Hey. Like, I will never deal with this again.
I saw Miss Ross at a Macy's 2 years ago, and she stopped the whole show and said, "That gentleman right there." Who is your father? Hey, I'm like, bitch, hey, I'm not even here to see you.
Did y'all lock eyes? The whole foundation rubble.
No, oh, you can't. It's a big eye. No.
That whole scene went white, nigga. All you saw was.
That's the year Macy's almost went out of business.
You hear? You better put them goddamn gums away. Them goddamn Oreo dippers.
Chapter one.
Nah, they can't right, lock man. Eyes, come on, man.
Come on, man. You here got to bite a pork rind twice. Like, yeah, I almost got down to the core of this pork rind. I almost got down to the middle of this pork rind. If I could just get one more key bite. That nigga got a bite and shake. So here got a bite and shake on the pork rind. Like,
he's like, get
hey,
away from
me.
To hear me, like, Farrah, hold the other side. Goddamn. If I could just get the Keisha,
that was funny, Keisha. That's what buttered your biscuit. You let out a good laugh on that one.
That pork rinds are already hard as fuck, so I know this. I get to struggle.
To hear me eat Lorna Doones with a steak knife.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Aliens for 500 to hear. Because I think aliens are real, and I want to hang out with them and see what's going on, see what they know.
At least might galaxy. Be cool as fuck. That's the thing. Like, they giving them a bad rap, and we don't even know. At least might be like, all right, we ain't got no beef with y'all.
Hey, yeah, Earth is ghetto.
But imagine you flip out. Imagine you flip out and start fighting the aliens. Like, whoa, 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 we were just going to suck your dick, but go ahead, my bad. Wait, what? Nah, go ahead, nigga. You tripping. Nah, you want
to
everybody, go ahead.
Oh, God. So maybe that's why everybody who gets abducted by aliens is crazy because they got blue balls. Because they be like, man, I don't know what's my name, man.
You see a spaceship
beam back down.
Especially out of this world.
A spaceship come down.
Immediately. Wait, imagine coming back with all kind of regrets. What happened? Man, I didn't know what they wanted at first. So I started tripping, but
so what they want?
Man,
or if it turns out to be like the best head ever, then you come on the
man, you know it is. It's all slimy. They're going ham on your shit.
They probably anal probing you while they sucking your dick too. That's crazy.
That was cool.
Yo, what if it was
blue? It all started with Pat getting his back blew out. How did we get here?
Hey, look, at this point in my life, if an alien wanted to abduct me and give me some head and anal probe me at the same time, that sounds like a good ass Friday, nigga.
That's why the people.
Let me go find a cornfield to stand in real quick.
The people who come back pro don't be tripping though. They just be like, no,
that's what I'm saying. They welcomed it.
People who come back pro, like, man, they don't exist. They don't exist.
They be wearing the tin hats. Like, nah, I'm trying to communicate with these niggas. I gotta get back. I got the hair back.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Give me some tinfoil. Give me some tinfoil.
Lulu, shut the fuck up.
Hey man, y'all gonna see me one day walking around with tinfoil on my head. Just know I had a good fucking time, and I want to go back.
Why this nigga won't text me back? This nigga,
damn, what up, big head?
The spaceship pull up, like, hey, you want some head? Now I gotta.
You sure?
Luby and the pastors in a cow outfit, just like.
Then you get up there, and you see Elvis, you see Elvis, Amelia Earhart, Tupac. Everybody be like, "Nigga, I ain't never
going." They down here having candlelight visuals for Lulu. We need to buy Lulu. We need to buy Lulu.
She's in another galaxy, getting her back blown out.
She's trying to be fine. Lulu like, Lulu. Her phone on purpose.
Lulu got her ass in the air, searching Instagram, liking her own visual pictures. Y'all is wild.
Hey, she up there making TikToks and shit. Like,
hey, y'all gonna try to find my phone? That shit gonna be on Saturn. Nigga, I'm out of here. Like, oh, that's a look at these rings, nigga. Let's go.
Aliens for me.
You know these aliens, man. Aliens.
Yo, can you imagine alien? I'm gonna take it a date. My bad. Yeah, go ahead. Wait.
Well, why you gotta say it in that voice though? You say it like it's a man.
If you said it
crackhead male alien.
Yeah, it's just a little alien. He just mad at. She just whatever it is. There ain't no sense. You gotta use your imagination. You better squeeze some titties on that bitch because it just is what it is.
Aliens be non-binary.
Right.
Or hey, Keisha, you too much. He could have ate your ass, and not in the way you're talking about. You better hey.
But I'm talking about for you. If an alien come at you, deep voice ass, I'm gonna suck your dick. Like that ain't no good.
First of all, either way it go, he could have killed me. So we need to go ahead and focus.
You know what? If an alien culture, the women aliens got a deep ass voice. You don't know. You don't know.
Lulu go find any excuse to get her ass ate.
Lulu trying to get scared.
The aliens might be a little bit because they might
be. It could be the aliens or the cannibals for Lulu. She just like, I mean, y'all eating ass first. It really.
I mean, y'all trying to eat my ass. I need to have an ass later. Y'all, I'm cool with eating my ass, but y'all trying to take that home and like put it in the fridge. Nah, aliens, they'll just keep me, you know, on ice for later. Like,
what if Lulu was beamed up and she already had her ass out when she got the shit? They were like, yo.
I'm gonna beam me up.
She didn't even know CP just told her they get the head up there and she get abducted by alien. Like, what you on? Like,
she's
like,
beam the squad.
They just had a mouth swab. Like, yo.
You might get abducted by like a Christian alien, like a real, like, no, we're not doing
you looking for a Christian alien?
No, I'm saying you might get it. He's like, you already got your ass out because CP done told you they giving head, but you fuck around getting abducted by an alien. He's like, what you want?
You want the God-fearing alien. Like, you.
Yeah, I thought they were giving your head up here.
He said you were bringing up Christian aliens.
you want an alien to beam you up and pray for you, girl. I get it.
You want the nigga to take you to the king.
Yeah, you want to stop by God real quick.
You can't handle niggas in the streets. You definitely can't handle niggas in the stars. You just stay your ass on.
He showed up for the third abduction. Like, yeah, we take it a little fast.
I ain't put a random alien head. I'm like, did you get a test? Do y'all get tested up here? I need to know. You might have some real other shit. We just got to worry about herpes.
I don't know the first thing about space AIDS. I don't know how to
I ain't trying to get back to Earth with that.
You come back with alien herpes, it's a wrap for you.
Man. Hey, aliens might be immune, somebody for
you. We can get Lulu up here, my nigga. Like, come on.
Imagine.
Come on, a friend.
A black woman got enough gall to be like, are you wearing a rubber or no, Mr. Rapist Alien, sir? I don't know. I ain't one of these other bitches you fuck with. Please.
I ain't none of these other abductees.
Like, girl, you don't need no condom. You gonna feel that alien dick with it. Come on.
Hey. Let's put it to a vote. Aliens.
Imagine the alien had to come back to Earth and abduct the some condoms. We'll give us a second.
The gas station.
Hit a Sunoco. Hit a Sunoco. This bitch tripping. Hit a Sunoco. This bitch tripping.
Aliens or cannibals? What we going with?
Aliens.
Keisha?
Aliens.
Okay, cool.
Christian aliens.
All right. Another unanimous vote. Aliens taking that one. We're going to be right into this next topic right after this. Last topic of the day we have, would you rather be a drug smuggler versus a drug tester?
Drug tester, like they're trying out drugs on you?
Yeah, you just be like,
Which drugs kind of, is it?
I'm gonna smuggle all day.
Which drugs is it though? What kind of drugs?
If it's weed, definitely drug tester.
Oh, I want to test shit because you be the nigga who found out if it's killing niggas.
If you're a smuggler, you like swallow the balloons of coke, that shit could burst inside of you and still
and die.
No, I'm not doing that. It's gonna be in my bag.
If you move weed, is weed still smuggling though? I feel like it's legal in most places.
It depends on like you how much you're moving though. If you just got like a fucking U-Haul full of pounds of weed, you just going to jail, nigga.
But you gotta remember, some states are still not legal. So if you bring it into that state, it's considered a felony.
Yeah.
First of all, fuck them states.
That's the least fun drug for this question.
Hold on.
Or meth or something.
Because either you going to prison or you going to rehab. Now here go the thing.
Or death.
Would you rather be like, what if you was in a prison made out of candy? Would you eat your way out?
What kind of candy?
Okay.
Is it like a Twizzler? A Twizzler gel? I could eat my way out.
This is like five level bulletproof Jolly Rancher. So you gotta all day long.
I'm not used to using my tongue like that. Maybe for y'all it's cool, but I'm not doing that.
As a woman, you gotta suck the bars.
Yeah, but I'm not doing it continuously in that rhythm. That's
you
exhausting.
Got life. You got time.
What flavor of the Jolly Rancher, bulletproof Jolly Rancher?
Black licorice.
How much time are we facing if we don't?
Life.
It's in there. And you know,
give
candy.
Me life then. I can't eat no black licorice.
I can't do Jolly Rancher. Period. I'm just in there. Hold me down. Put something on my boots. Add me on JPEG, my nigga. I'm going to get a little hibachi in myself. Like
Keisha's friends from my high school.
Hold on. Water and fire. You could be able to melt because it's sugar. Water and fire. You can wear down a spot and then you can get fire every night and melt you out of spot.
You melt down a 5-story maximum level prison and ain't nobody noticing all
this. It's not 5-story. It's just 5-level thick. Bulletproof.
Nigga, they gonna smell less.
Five level
thing. Listen, you ain't gonna get out that motherfucker. You melt it down, they gonna smell
even more time.
If you try to lick it, like until it can break, then it's gonna have the short edges. You're gonna cut the shit out of yourself trying to escape through that little hole.
Okay, all right, fine. Reese's. Reese's.
Oh,
I'm out. If it's Reese's, y'all better throw me a welcome home party this weekend. I'm out.
Reese's. I'm talking about like, it is like miles and miles of Reese's.
It's got to be like Reese's with tuna on the inside instead of peanut butter.
That's not Reese's.
It's made in the same factory.
It could be regular Reese's because you're going to fuck around and being a diabetic coma is the risk you're taking.
Right. You're going to die. So you got to come back every night and shit it out a little bit and drink some water and then go back in there the next day. But you'll get fatter. So now the hole you made, you got to be able to continue to get through that. Now you got to eat around it again. Now you're getting fatter. This is interesting.
My weight only go to my stomach, so I can still cook at the same time.
The stomach's got to get through the hole, though.
Why can't I dig it out and then take that excess and create?
That's evidence.
I'm going to create new furniture or something. I create like a chair.
No, you not in the cell is evidence, nigga.
Dog, you can put your pillow underneath the sheet. You know what I'm saying? Hold on.
Just flush it, Lulu. Why would you try to build furniture instead of just flushing it? You can flush it.
You got a big ass couch.
I'm gonna just wait for the summertime.
That shit is gonna melt.
Wait a minute, Pat. That's genius, though. I would make, nigga, I'm brown skin. I'll make a big Reese, nigga, put
that's
him in the bed.
I take some brown licorice, make my hair. Oh, wait.
Keisha had a good point. She said in the summertime, the Reese's will melt.
It's just gonna melt. All right, cool.
It's made out of Valentine's Day candy hearts.
Make the gel out of candy corn and those circus peanuts, those orange circus peanuts
and Peeps.
Oh,
I'm dead.
But that's still soft, though. That's still soft.
But you still gotta eat that shit. I don't know anybody that's ate more than 2 peeps in their life back to back. I've never seen nobody eat 3 peeps back to back.
You already eating.
I see my uncle do it, but that's the uncle everybody tell us not to hang around when we was kids, though.
I was say he been in jail before.
I ate a lot of peeps. I used to imagine I was a snake or a predator, apex predator, eating some chicks.
Imagination.
That's some only child shit right there. This nigga CP needs an uncle or a brother in his life so goddamn bad.
Did you go on the floor like this and be like,
I probably did, Lulu. I'm not gonna lie to you. My family had to put up with a lot of weirdness. You know what I'm saying? You know, it paid off, but yeah, they were afraid, I'm sure.
Would a candy prison also have like a candy yard with candy weights and shit? Like everything would be candy.
Oh yeah, you know everything is candy. Yeah.
And then the fence that you gotta escape with the barbed wire on top, that's candy.
But
candy
look, that fence is real sticky. So you fucking get stuck on that fence, your ass be like, it's caramel. It ain't even an electrical fence. Say what?
It's a caramel fence.
Oh my god.
Hey, I kinda wanna see this caramel movie now. Fence. Candy prison, Pixar, make it happen.
Oh man, it's for fat kids who get caught stealing candy. They gotta go to candy prison. You get out of there, all you want is a vegetable. You be like, man, just give me some fruit, man.
What types of candy would be in candy prison? Black licorice would definitely be locked.
Black
up.
Licorice, yep. Snickers with only nugget, that'll fuck you up. Like no caramel, no nuts, just straight nugget Snickers. Come on, man.
No, that's Milky Way. Milky Way is in there. Nugget?
Yeah. Just nugget. Wait, no chocolate though. No chocolate, just nugget.
Like if Pixar turned this into a movie, they would pick certain candies that would be in the prison that would be the inmates who are trying to get out.
The prison itself is candy.
But there's candy criminals in the candy prison.
Well, this is obviously from Candyland, where they would need a candy prison and a candy sheriff and a candy mall. Now, you can start stealing that candy mall, or don't pay your candy taxes, your ass is going to candy prison. Now, in candy prison, you think it's cool, but it's a lie. Hey, there's a lot of shit you don't want to eat in there. You know what I'm saying?
They take all the worst candy. They got like Almond Joys.
That's what I'm saying.
Almond Joys, black jelly beans, black...
Don't shit on Almond Joys. Don't do that to Almond Joy.
It's
don't
do that to Almond Joys.
Almond joy only is good at the top. The almond is good, not the joy.
Yeah, hey, what if niggas was...
It's Mounds that's some trash. Almond Joy is good.
Mounds is the same thing. Mounds is the same.
Nah, Almond Joy got the almond in it. It's Mounds one don't damn got almond.
Have y'all seen the M&M almond. Candy bars?
Huh?
The M&M candy bars?
I've seen them. I brought
something for my kids and see if I can find one real quick.
For your kids?
Big ass M&M candy. I don't even fuck with candy like that. I'm straight weed and Cheetos. But you know what I'm saying?
But wait, Lulu, the Almond Joy only has, there's 2 pieces in the in the package. And each piece only has 1 almond on it.
I know. That's all you need.
That's not enough almond for joy. That's just the almond and some joy.
A little bit of, you know, how many almonds you need?
Nigga, more than one for that mound of coconut.
To hear nope, major the almond joy.
That's a mound. That's a mound. Almond joy's got nuts. Mounds don't be good.
He broke it down like Almond Joy is exactly 2 almonds on a small coconut patty with chocolate surrounding it. Now, these were developed in the 80s. That coconut was very, very, very high velocity cut.
What did Miner in?
Say what?
What
he
minor in?
Having baby toenail teeth.
Baby toenails.
So whatever. What we learned is, you know, how to bite an apple smooth, how to bite a grape smooth, how to bite a plum smooth.
Wait, how to bite a grape? Why was
smooth? For their final exam, Terry had to bite a cherry. He's like, God damn it.
And the teacher was just looking like, you passed.
Monty here, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. She was like, ah!
You having a good time over there?
That was really good. That was really good.
all of your tiny teammates stood up and started clapping like.
What if we turned into Scantron and it was just all bite marks?
Like a hole puncher?
And now for your nibble exam. Your nibble midterms and your nibble final. You are now a graduate from Nibble Academy.
We had to bite all the ridges on packages of ketchup for our exam.
They had to make Ruffles. That was their final. Make a bag of Ruffles.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They had to eat a cheese in 3 bites or less. Here, y'all had to eat a Cheez-It in 3 bites or less, like a firefighter exam. Like, come on, see here, you can do it. Crunch. Oh, I'm sorry.
Always find a way to take it too far.
I'm sorry.
Lou, you having a good time over there, Lulu?
I'm laughing about something else.
The final exam, to here versus Chicago style slice of pizza.
He had to out nibble a puppy for his last your final out nibble this puppy. He's like, I'm dropping.
He got a nibble a kibble. He got a nibble a kibble. He's a maniac.
Oh, that one was loud, huh, Lou? That was good right there.
I was thinking about something else that happened yesterday. It was crazy. You should have been.
Yeah,
there.
One of her friends had to nibble a kibble too. He had a friend. She had somebody who nibbled a kibble. It's like it's just a nibble kibble, not a big deal.
It's been another episode of Squadcast Versus.
No, candy prison.
We can't even put it to a bowl because we just went to candy prison. We gave no verses to it.
We
just like,
we left candy out prison. The fact that it's candy shanks because you got to take a ring pop and suck that bitch till it's sharp.
Not be Twix. You break a Twix in half.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good time.
Hey, you had be on the phone again, babe. Had to Twix me a nigga real quick because nigga talking about some phone check. I Twix the shit out of this nigga. Twix.
We'll
this is fourth goddamn guess. Twix attack this week. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lulu Gonzalez and Keisha E for stopping through, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Then shout out to the original squad. We got Pat Cloud, Comedian CP, and I'm to hear more. Thank you guys for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. Put your recommendations or your suggestions in the comments below, man. We're going through and we're finding new people to suggest stuff. And we put it up there, as you can see. So thank y'all so much for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.